Welcome to the Divine Scheme Podcast, exploring the ultimate conspiracy and its massive impact on your future. That's right. It's about you. And now your host, Mike McDonald.
On the last episode, I introduced you to the germ prophecy, that prophetic verse in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, that spells out a battle between two people in your life. That's right. They are in your life, whether you like it or not, and they are waging war for your very existence. Have you detected that ever since you can remember, there are moments that you set out to do good and noble things, only to be sidetracked into not so good and not so noble things? I mean, you really, really want to do some good things, but your mind is bent in the opposite direction, and you choose to take the path of least resistance and violate your own conscience. Don't you just hate yourself when you give in and contradict your own conscience? Don't you just hate the struggle of not being completely the person you ideally want to be? Don't you just hate that in others too? You look around at your neighborhood of friends only to see their inadequacies as well. They say one thing and then do another, sometimes leaving you in a bad situation. Don't you just hate all that? Now you're beginning to understand a bit more of the germ prophecy. Download yourself a Bible app and read this for yourself in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, where it says, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." There it is, the word enmity. In today's lingo, it simply means hatred, that self-loathing that you sometimes experience when forced to decide between right and wrong. Yep, that's the hatred factor, and we all have it. God prophesied many moons ago that ever since our first parents sinned in the Garden of Eden, their offspring would continually experience this battle deep within their souls. In this germ prophecy, God is speaking directly to Satan. He is telling him that from that moment forward, there would be a holy hatred leading to a holy war between those who would choose to be under him and those who would choose to be under the woman's seed. Two sides, two lineages, and one choice. God reveals to us that Satan has children. Now that's a scary thought. When Jesus Christ came into the world, he is quoted as telling some religious but evil men, and I quote, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do." But what does any of this have to do with you? As originally discussed, you know exactly how this devil dad has been influencing your life. The temptations pressuring your mind on a moment-by-moment basis. That's the spiritual DNA inherited from the tempter of the Garden of Eden. Romans chapter 3, verse 10 says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." We all inherited the seed of sin from the first man, Adam, who willfully rejected God. We've been hating on God and struggling with our conscience ever since. God wants to be not just your creator, he wants to be your father. But Adam totally messed that up and gained himself another father, namely Satan. Now every time a man's seed produces offspring, they are born with a nature to disobey. Yes, this most definitely includes you, and this is not good. Sin has consequences that extend far beyond the feelings of guilt and inadequacy. But remember the germ prophecy mentions the woman as having seed? Now, your biology class taught you that men have seed and women have eggs. How could there be a lineage that comes from a woman without the seed of a man? And how is this seed from the woman ever going to make your life better? Oh, dear friend, listen on to my next podcast episode and get deeper into the divine scheme. The divine scheme, a holy war of hatred in the midst of your soul. It is about you.
You've been listening to the Divine Scheme Podcast with Mike McDonald. Follow us each week for your regular dose of God's divine scheme involving you. That's right. It's about you.